Barnabas Collins steps through a secret panel, an excerpt from Book Two of The Complete Dark Shadows of My Childhood. Barnabas Collins steps through a secret panel in the wall of Josette's bedroom, proof for me in 1968 that a vampire lived inside the walls of my own house. No matter how rationally my mother explained that no living or undead creatures could exist inside the inside of our home, dark shadows made me believe in a world of paranormal certainty, as did her books on the Salem witch trials. My natural supernaturalism diminished slightly as I got older, overwhelmed by the insistent claims of reason, the same dull round of everything we already know. My childhood city, Erie, Pennsylvania, was a state of mind, a malaise, a place where homes did not come with secret panels. All the factories were shutting down. Welfare milk and cheese supplemented our weekly groceries, and we swam in a polluted Great Lake barely safer than the fetid country ponds on the outskirts of the city. To this day, I still feel a little dirty when I go out to dinner with friends. My family couldn't afford to dine out, though my first job was in a restaurant, age 16. My boss, nicknamed Zorba, later convicted with his brother, Larry, of trying to kill Larry's wife, Josie, with the knife he showed off during slow periods in the kitchen. When Zorba attacked her, Josie ducked and was scalped. Her testimony sent them to prison. If you grow up poor, you assume everyone is watching for the inevitable moment that reveals you're a fraud. I expect my fellow diners are waiting for me to paw the food into my mouth with dirty hands, slop it down in grunts and belches. No surprise Erie's on my mind, the decrepit Rust Belt city of my childhood, long undead before I was even born. I inaugurated this summer, June now in Chicago, metallic fish odor of a different Great Lake clinging to my t-shirt every time I come back from jogging, with a trashy true crime tome, Pizza Bomber, the untold story of America's most shocking bank robbery. Any book that sneaks the phrase "the untold story" into its subtitle is pure candy. The tale of Brian Wells, doomed Erie pizza delivery driver who robbed a bank with a bomb strapped to his neck and was blown up before the bomb squad could rescue him. Bonus movie trivia: Erie provided several location shots for the film adaptation of Cormac McCarthy's post-apocalyptic novel The Road. My squalid hometown representing for audiences worldwide what the end of civilization looks like.